Support for WAMC comes from Craft Producers Manchester, Vermont, presenting the Manchester Fall Art and Craft Festival, formerly at Hildene, featuring 175 juried artisans, September 28th through the 30th, craftproducers.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Beginning with baseball this morning, Denard Span hit a two-run double while Minnesota was scoring four times in the seventh to turn a 3-1 deficit into a 5-4 win over the Yankees. And as Baltimore was shut out by Toronto 4-0, the Yanks stay 1.5 games ahead of the Orioles in first place in the AL East. Tampa Bay made it 6 straight wins as the Rays overtook Boston 5-2. And in the National League, Pedro Alvarez launched a 3-run homer and had 4 RBIs as Pittsburgh outscored the Mets 10-6. Alvarez smacked his 30th homer of the season while the Pirates were scoring 7 times in the first 2 innings. Yankees in Minnesota play this afternoon, Tampa Bay in Boston, and Pittsburgh in New York against the Mets tonight. The NFL has weighed in on the call that allowed the Seattle Seahawks to beat the Green Bay Packers 14-12 Monday night. So too have President Barack Obama and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. We'll begin with the league, who says the replacement officials made the correct call not to overturn the Seahawks receiver Golden Tate's 24-yard scoring reception. However, the NFL also said Tate should have been called for offensive pass interference before the catch. President Obama said the disputed call was, quote, terrible, and declared it time to get the regular NFL officiating crews back on the job. Romney and GOP running mate Paul Ryan, a Wisconsin native, also said it was time to bring back the real refs. And we'll finish in college football this morning as Notre Dame has notified Michigan it is exercising a 3-year out in their contract. That means their last scheduled game against each other will come in 2014, 127 years after their first meeting. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.